Oh, man, first of all, let me tell you what happened. So I made the breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sat down. I told her I didn't have enough pancakes. I ended up making her one big pancake, a cheese omelet, and some bacon. I sat down.
Are you a two type or three type pancake?
Three.
You like
three.
Okay.
I do three.
John, go ahead.
So I text her. I said, yeah, I made you breakfast. Right. I'm up here eating my breakfast. Melissa come downstairs. And I was like, all I did was, because Melissa don't eat eggs. So all it was like, there was some, I made extra bacon for her. But the one pancake was for Sarah. Now, when I text Sarah about, yo, I made you breakfast, by the time Melissa came down, I was done with breakfast. So I was like, what the hell's going on? I go back upstairs, Sarah fell asleep.
Oh, shit.
After we, when I got out of bed, she said, she had did something and the remote control fell out. She's like, she picks it back up. I said, why are you getting back in bed? She said, I just got to check my phone real quick. Man, I went down there and made a whole breakfast. She went back to sleep.
That's hilarious.
She's like, yep, I was tired. I didn't know I was that tired. Yeah, especially because we're recording this after we lost an hour. So, shit. You got to really think
Ellie
about
took,
it.
Ellie took a nap, too. That's crazy. It must affect women different.
Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flows. About a week ago, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, there's a couple of things we got to talk about this week. I want to pull this one up because I heard a lot of backlash. We got some tours setting up. And
yeah, we're going on tours, so that's all right.
Sorry, don't tell the people that. They're looking for it. They all look for it. We're doing nothing but bathrooms. Max capacity.
Always.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Corridors, all that. stairwells. So yep. Tyla canceled her 2024 tour and revealed she's been suffering an injury that has tragically worsened. And I know nothing of this young lady other than Water was a big hit in 2023. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, and this is a fool's errand, social media, because maybe they know more than I do. They were just talking about how, oh, she probably can't sing and she's trying to blah, blah, this, blah, blah. I have no idea. I didn't know that before Water came out, she went on tour with Chris Brown and like she was like an opening act or something like that. Before anybody knew who she was, Water hits, she's a big thing. So I was like, well, I didn't have the time or resources to be like, what does she sound like then? Like, can she not do this or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Then JT is going on tour from
City Girls.
Yes, she's going on a 13 city tour
by herself.
Yes, that's the big thing about it. So I'm optimistic about this because I think.
Would you go see it? That's
no, no. They didn't do too many songs. Too many songs where I was like, yo, I gotta hear this live. I gotta see this live. Like, if I was going to a Rolling Loud and City Girls were there, I was like, all right, cool. I'm cool with this or whatever. See what the vibe is. It was performing at a club I was at. Cool. But it's only 13 cities. And it seems like small venues. I could only speak for... what was it? Was it New York? Because she's going to Houston, Dallas, Jacksonville, Miami. Oh, Milwaukee. This is one because I've been to Milwaukee and she's at Mr. G. I'm pretty sure it's small. I think that's the right move for her to start small because Offset is on tour right now or about to start a tour. And he's doing
small. This is the right move for JT?
Yeah, I mean, don't go out there and be like, she's by herself.
No, it's not.
Wait, you're saying you don't think the tour. I'm saying if you're going on tour, pick small venues.
Okay. I get you.
She's doing that. Maybe this is her first step of separating herself from Young Miami because Young Miami is so attached to Diddy, and right now you don't want to be attached to Diddy, right? That might be.
But they're just our John. Would you go see Play without Kid?
No, but I'm not. If I was a kid and Play playing, but I would go see Kid without Play.
I don't
because
Kid
writes.
Like, listen, I do believe when, you know, Joe Budden said the girls are not, this thing is not as big as it is no more. I think they have come to their demise. Like, they had that real big pocket, but now it's just like, eh. But I think that's for the whole rap thing. Rap is like really becoming a different entity and everything. Like, it's just like, I don't know. To hear JT go on tour by himself, I think it's funny. I want to laugh.
But you know what? Regardless of how it may
I'd rather do some Temptation shit and get somebody
else to be on.
Yes. Or get like a bunch of girl groups together and go on tour. Why did they haven't they did that yet? Like, there should have been a bunch of girl.
There should have been a ladies' night tour. But maybe I think that she's doing this to try to see what the temperature is for her, because she has always been the better rapper of the group, probably the one who, if you watch Rap Shit, she is, what's the other girl name? It's not Mia, because Mia's the Young Miami one, who doesn't rap. Damn it. What is the old girl name? I can't even remember.
Was it Lexi? I don't know.
No, and I like that show, and I can't. And I like that.
She's the one that can really rap.
Yes, that's what JT is. That's who, I mean, because they were executive producer of the show, especially basically, Shauna. I wanted to say Shauna, and that is her name. Shauna, that's it, good season, man. I really wish I had thought of my idea to take a break earlier, because we could have really covered that show week by week. It would have been some good conversations I had. Just on hip hop alone, but also in the industry, but also on relationships. Yeah, that'd have been dope. Then the Dreamville, they announced their fest. It'll be Saturday, April 6th and Sunday, April 7th. But I didn't finish my thought about this, JT.
You going?
No, okay. To North Carolina. That's less than a month
trip.
It is nice, less than a month away, though. I think JT just trying to test the water, see if there's any response for her, and that's why she picked these small club venues. But I do agree, there should have been a lady night tour a long time ago. But the reason why there's not a lady night is because it's not really a big guys thing since the Hard Knock Life one, where Jay-Z, DMX, Method Man, Ja Rule, like, it was a bunch of people on that tour. They don't do that no more. It'd be like three acts and that's it. I think the last one, J. Cole had Big Sean, YG, that's it. Yeah, Jeremiah. There wasn't all a bunch of rappers.
If you was on that tour, John, which part would you come in? The Hard Knocks? Who you coming after? When you doing sex video games?
No, when I'm coming. Right after the dude who set up the microphones. God, this ain't not going to be that on you.
He said before they turn the lights on and stuff, I'm coming in right there.
All right, so the headliners are SZA, Chris Brown. SZA, who just got a breast reduction. I mean, she got her breast implants removed because...
SZA don't know what she want to do with her body.
But she had a sister of breast cancer.
Oh, my God.
Her family. See, you was about to go.
Yeah. I was going to crack a joke because she just got her body did, and then, you know...
But. Yeah, her mom, which the joke really is, if you had a history, why'd you get them? You know, so that's where you were like, that's the question you asked. But yeah, she got them removed. But I think she said they were hurting her too, though. And she had fibroids. Let me see. SZA reveals why she got them removed. When I got my boobs done, my doctor took out some fibrosis. But there was so much fibrosis, it was crazy. And he took it out. And so when I went back, a lot of concerns were gone. I like seeing somebody spiritual about it. Okay, specifically the breast cancer situation and the marker before they have results. I've had markers in my breast, like metal markers in my breast for these fibrosis, for these lumps. This is why we needed Sarah. Because she definitely would have broke out breast cancer to us. But SZA, Chris Brown. And then on Sunday, it is J. Cole and Nicki Minaj. We also have J.I.D., Lil Yachty.
Jeezy.
Yeah, he's on there. He's on Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Not even on this list. The poster don't have him, but I saw his name already. Yeah, Sexy Red, Jeremiah, Earth Gang, Tizo, Touchdown, Amare, Lil Tyler. Damani, and then Reema. Oh, he's on Sunday. Reema, Jeezy, Monica, Ray Shremmert, Key Glock, Boz, Mooney Long, Kaz, Omen, Tia Corrin, and Chase Shakur. And then people were mad because Ari Lennox wasn't on this list. And I said, well, there might be a reason. Maybe she signed to the label, so, and she's been to a bunch of them. I don't think it would have been all right. Oh, we didn't want that chick on here this year. And so I was like, we're good. It's probably... Oh, you know what? We were in the tour section, and we got into the ladies section because of JT. We should have talked about Cardi B. Did you watch the preview?
I watched... That's what it's called, a preview?
Well, the snippet she's doing. Let me see if I can pull it up, because I did give you guys the clip. See if it plays.
I watched it. But I didn't know it was a preview or anything. Yeah. So I don't think that should have been the hook. I thought the hook should have been that one bitch, two bitch, three bitch. That was a part right there. Hey.
I don't know if we talked about this when she did the I Like snippet. Here's my hot take. The worst thing that happened to Cardi B was Bodak Yellow. Because I feel like she constantly keeps trying to chase Bodak Yellow. Like, it's the best shit-talking song she's had, obviously. The biggest shit-talking song she's had, obviously. And she still be like, I want it, because this gives you that type of vibe. And I'm like, I think you still try to chase, like, I need to talk my shit, because that's when I was on. But when she dropped it on Friday, the snippet on her IG, I said, damn, you know, it was like a week ago where we just talked about I Like, but it didn't really bubble up. It didn't make any noise. It was before I was going to work. I had this thought about how nowadays artists' personas are bigger than their music. Right. And as far as Cardi B can drop some music and it fizzles out rather quickly nowadays. But whenever she gets on Instagram or Twitter and just talks, it makes more noise. And as soon as I said that, did you see? Because I thought the same thing about Lil Nas X. I'm like, he dropped that song in January, but motherfuckers ain't talking about that song. You know, the video made more noise than anything. And then on Friday, I was like, but I bet you if he tweets. And then he tweeted about him having sex in seventh grade. And then that's the news. Everybody's talking about that. I was like, y'all do know this man dropped two songs. And nobody cares about these songs.
I didn't even see that either. But yeah.
Yeah. So on Thursday, he was in the news yet again after posting a snippet of his new song to Twitter. And it was jam-packed with a ton of sexually explicit lyrics. Buckle up, because this is quite a wild ride. The song features Nas rapping, grinder session sexing with faceless accounts, bringing bodies in me, then sneaking them out. Back in middle school, I was fiending for dick. Seventh grade, sending my homies some pics. See, here's the problem with this. Now, what's going to happen is, because people were like, what the fuck is going on?
Are you still reading?
No, I'm done. No. Okay, no. Now, here's the problem with this. Oh, yeah, I did ride with that. Send some pics. Now, here's the problem with this. So, what's going to happen, or how he's going to probably flip this, or his team, is when you get backlash for this, it is going to be homophobia. But I'm here
what's
to explain.
Wait.
I'm going to explain why. This does not work if Cardi does this. If Cardi talks about how she was sucking and fucking in sixth and seventh grade, that song's getting pulled. Nobody wants to hear that shit. There's a group of people who do, right? I remember when I was in high school and we would get some porn, right? And you would watch it. And when you, back then, you wanted to watch all of it, right? So you would sit there with those interviews. And I remember those interviews. There'd be the bad chick and the guy would be like, oh my God, you look pretty today. So what size dick you like? And they lie, all sizes, right? And then they'll be like, so when did you start having sex? And most of them started in high school. When I was in high school, I'm like, damn, I wonder if I go to a school with a freak like that. When you get older and you get to that interview section, I'm in my 40s. It happened in my 30s. When I don't want to hear about 14-year-olds fucking. I'm like, that don't do shit for me.
Absolutely not.
Like, I'm good on that. So I think that's what it is. And like, and think about it. A lot of your favorite male rappers, they might have said, I've been getting pussy for a long time, but it's not too many high profile ones who were like, when I was 13, fucking. What was the last one? J. Cole giving his vert, talking about losing his virginity?
I don't know. There's going to be backlash, I guess, but I don't know. Who cares? Lil Nas is supposed to, this is all he wants anyway. So sometimes I'll be like,
the reaction is what he's now you're just doing it to get the reaction.
He's trolling
us. Yes, yes, yes.
And it's just like, okay, because you are right. Like if Cardi B did it, we'd be disgusted. You know, but it is a natural thing for
teenage kids do have sex. It's most teenage kids, when they become adults, don't talk about that sex. Like, I'll give you another
example.
But
he's not an adult, though. Look at, okay, but this is my thing. People are really not adults until they get, truthfully to you, 33, 34.
It's actually 25, but as far as what, though?
As far as, he's not thinking about that like that. He's not in the realm of mindset to be like, to function in understanding the
I don't
rights
know
and
if I can give him that because there's rap didn't just start. You know, we just celebrated 50 years. The majority of rappers weren't rapping about fucking and sucking when they were 13 or 14.
It's not about that for him. He's not like a rap connoisseur.
No, I'm saying like or just singers. He's going into a music industry.
He's just being taboo though. That's who he is.
Yeah, but you
he's
but
a gay,
no, but
man.
I'm that going to Lil Nas X. I'm going to when you brought up the age thing. That's all I'm going to. Like a lot of rappers have been younger, a lot of singers have been younger. They didn't talk about that.
A lot of rappers have talked about having sex.
No. I said when they're 13 or 14. I said you're right.
They talked about their younger days of sex and just put the age on it. You know?
I know. That's what I'm saying because he said seventh grade. He didn't have to. He could have just said back in high school.
I mean, I'm not trying to go technical on the word, on the age he put himself in. I'm just saying, I don't know. I just don't think it's really taboo.
Wait, no. You said he was taboo. Now you said he's not taboo.
It's not taboo for us to be like, outraged about it.
No,
he's taboo.
Slow down. You're saying he's no. You saying he's taboo, but it's not.
We know that he's taboo. Listen, hold on. We know that he's taboo. I don't think we should be taboo with him, thinking that like it's a big ass.
The problem with it is, who are you speaking for? You can't speak for the internet because me and you are having a conversation about the backlash.
I'm not trying to speak for the internet.
No.
I'm speaking for just people in general.
That's what I'm saying. That's Jermaine. The internet's the ones who are reacting to this. Me and you I'm trying to give a concept of why the internet is reacting to this. That's all we're doing. So what I'm saying is we can't tell people how to feel just like we can't tell Lil Nas X what to rap. If you want to rap about this, you're going to get backlash because motherfuckers don't want to hear about kids having sex when they're not kids anymore. That's just it. You can meet a woman tomorrow if y'all have a sexual conversation and she was like, oh, you know, I like it like this, and you'd be like, oh, okay, that's hot. I like that. You know what I really like when I was 13? You'd be like, all right, we don't got to go this far back.
But, you know, but that's art, though. Like, art goes to wherever it wants to go to. And sometimes I think we just be too critical sometimes. I'm like, man, it's not even nothing to think about. Like Lil Nas said that, I'm not going to listen to that song because I'm not a Lil Nas X fan.
But that's what it comes down to. But he wants you to listen to the song, right? It doesn't work in the artist's favor if he or she subject matter of a song doesn't get the public interest in listening to that song. Like we can't, like if your favorite white, if Eminem made a song where he said nigger, 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 and we liked Eminem, we'd be like, we ain't listen to that shit. Fuck all that. Like, we was listening today, me and Sarah
do songs like that.
Yeah, but no, he did a video. He had a video where he called that girl a nigga because she broke up with him. And I think I saw that video once, and that was about it. I was like, he apologized or whatever. But we was talking about me and Sarah was going down a Butch Cassidy rabbit hole today. And you know that, you better lay low.
Who's
and
Butch Cassidy?
He was in the Eastsiders. He was I stay gangstered up. Cause it's all in, and you're listening to these Snoop Dogg songs, the Eastsiders, and they're Crip this, Crip that. I said, fam, if you're a blood, you cannot listen to this song. Point blank, period. They didn't, you listed on low? You couldn't bump that around your blood friends because of how much Crip shit it was. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he can say, I'm not knocking Lil Nas X for it. He has a freedom and right to say whatever he wants, but then you're limiting the audience that's going to accept it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was like, what are we doing here?
That's risky takes, I guess. I don't know.
How do we get to Lil Nas X anyway?
You broke him up.
Oh, yeah, because we're talking about Cardi B. And I was like, you're posting. Like, I bet you the posting of the snippet of the song is going to get more run than the song itself.
Absolutely. And that works out for him these days.
Yeah.
Like, that's like those little conversations. This conversation right here. He'd be like, yes, got him.
Got him.
These niggas wasted 7 minutes on this.
Trying to understand why people.
Yes, we almost got confused in this shit.
Taboo and that taboo. Dreamville, where else we got? Oh, there was some talking this week. So Kelce Nicole, former friend of Megan Thee Stallion, current friend of Tory Lanez, I guess. She was interviewed on the Danza Project. I actually probably could pull this shit up. Do I have it on here? Let me see. Yeah, let's see.
Night, the infamous night, the night that you actually found out about the betrayal.
It's crazy. It is. To my knowledge, shit. Other than that, like, shit, she was 100.
Yeah.
To my knowledge. So, it did end up coming out that night that she had been betraying me or whatever. And of course, it's like, damn, why it had to come out like this? Like, we should be able to, you should be able to come to me and say this. That way we can laugh in these niggas' faces, not these niggas laughing at us.
Supposed to be on the same team.
Right, exactly. And so, but for me, it's never about, like, I'm not fixing a fallout with nobody about behind no guy. Yeah. That's like the last thing. You know what I'm saying? But of course, there are principles. And of course, when you are this tight with somebody, we should never have to do that to each other.
So that was her talking about her finding out that Megan was messing with Tori as well. When they teased...
Oh, man, I can't believe we talked about this.
Hold on, this is the funniest part. They teased this segment. They posted this thing where made it seem like, man, we finna get a whole bunch of... We're gonna get what happened that night. Full interview drop, nothing new was uncovered. Other than her confirming that her and Meg fell out over Tori, right? Here comes... The Broken Clock, who's right twice a day. DJ Academics is like, why are you so cool with Tory if his team is the one saying you the one who shot Meg? And now he is on Megan Thee Stallion's side as far as he believes that Kelce might have been paid off. Because what else explanation would it be that his team is pointing a finger at you and you're like, no, we're friends. So... Megan Thee Stallion in December did an IG live insinuated that Kelce must have been paid off because now the story didn't change. She ended up pleading the fifth when she was asked if she witnessed the Tory shooting Meg during the trial, even though she was the one who reportedly texted Meg's security guard, quote, help, Tory shot Meg, 911. So that was that. Nothing too much to dive into. We've talked about this enough. But then Steve Stout was on Club Shay Shay. I guess they were driving around in the car. I don't know where they were going. Couple of things he talked about here. He talked about 50 Cent and Ja Rule and believes the issue between them started when 50 was started calling out Ja Rule for being fake. He's like, I'm not saying Jehovah Witnesses can't rap, but, you know, he's portraying a gangster image. And then he started talking about their run-ins before with somebody's chain being snatched, and then there was a fight in Atlanta, and the one we know about is the studio stabbing. He says they don't think they're ever going to be on the same page. But then he got to talking about, I don't know the order, Dame Dash, and why him and Dame Dash, not him, Dame Dash and Jay-Z fell out. Basically because of Dame's ego. He said he's a gigantic almost gnat. He blew it. He had the most important artist of the generation. Dame's antics. Dame wouldn't change. They said he spoke to people the way he treated people. He was angry because he had a strong perspective on his business philosophy. And Jay saw Dame's ceiling. So that's blah, blah. Of course, Dame came out and said, this is the reason I had to smack the shit out of Steve Stout a couple of years ago, because he's always speaking on other men's business. Good thing I've evolved.
I don't even know. See, you know what? I thought Shannon Sharp show was a good thing, but now it just has black people arguing and telling they're going to slap the shit out of somebody. And it's just such a boring concept now. Like, it really irritates me now. But I thought it was going to be something good, and we're going to have good information and good conversations. And I didn't have a problem with Steve Stout's, like, all the clips that I saw.
Yeah, because he also said Dame is brilliant, intelligent, but he's not done well. Yeah, and but, you know, Dame took what he wanted.
But I will say this. I'm tired of hearing about this Rockefeller shit. Like, man, let it be over. I don't want to hear about Dame Dash. I want Dame Dash to move on, too. I wish he said 16 years ago that he was going to stop talking about
it. Yeah, but he not only does he continue to talk about it, he's commenting on people talking about it. He also says he has two prominent NYC artists interested in buying his Rockefeller shares. Who could that be? Maybe 50 Cent wants to buy it? I don't know, but
I thought it was Mason and what's it called?
Oh, Cameron?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. I know I saw a clip about, saw something about them joking about it, but that makes sense. If they want to buy the Rockefeller shares, I don't know what y'all want to do with it, but it's probably worth some money.
Listen, I don't care about none of it. I want Dave Dash to be good. I want everybody to move on. Jay-Z's the smartest person out of this. He doesn't talk about this shit.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about it. Oh.
What's the point to talk about it? It's been beat down. It's been beat down so long. Like, man. Steve Stout gets, and I liked his interview. From what I saw of it, I still want to go back and watch the whole thing.
They stole that. They did the Tax Stone thing when Tax Stone was hanging out with Meek Mill, just driving in the car. Except for, I think they have a driver, because I see they're both in the back seat talking.
I thought one of them, I saw they were sitting down, so maybe they met the destination.
Okay, maybe they got somewhere. Yeah, I saw the clip where he talked about Dame Dash, and he was in the car.
Yeah.
If I did notes better,
maybe I didn't pay attention well.
If I did notes better, I don't know if Manny Fontaine want to sit this out when this happens, because he's tired of all of this. But I should have mentioned that Tory Lanez apparently has an interview coming up with Aiden Ross.
In jail?
Yeah, it'd be his first jail interview. So,
man, it's hard being in this business. It's hard doing this. But how you feel about Love and Hip Hop? That's how I feel about some of these, like, things that we have to constantly talk about.
This is
because I try to find new ways to feel about this. Like, I don't like to be always stuck in this mode.
I'm trying, you know, when I take this break and see how I feel after a lot of this. I noticed on social media. I showed it to Sarah. I said, give me your phone. I went through a timeline. And I pointed out, like, most of the time what people post is negative, right? Even if they like something, it'll be negative. It'll be like, such and such is okay, but not as good as such and such, or such is way better than such. I'm like, you didn't have to bring any of them into this conversation. Or you'll realize a lot of people love to talk about what they don't like. And I was like, I want to be positive. So that's why I wanted to switch up the rundown into talking about shows we actually enjoy watching, or Equal Opposites to be more about our lives, or even here, rundown with Studio Flow. One of the concepts is going back and listening to classic albums and reviewing them and talking about them, or movies, just to have fun. Because you're right, what else happened this week? Oh, Vultures. I didn't even know Vultures 2 was supposed to come out. It didn't come out on time. I'm surprised people are looking forward to it. I am looking forward to what's old dude name. Did you see that Future and Metro Boomin got two albums coming? One's coming next week, and another one's in April 12th or something like that.
Oh wow, that's
yeah,
great.
They had this promo with them walking or driving in the desert. I can't remember, with Prodigy talking about rap. I said, oh, this is it was hard. But yeah, Tory Lanez locks down first prison interview with Aiden Ross after shooting conviction. I didn't know Aiden Ross was white. Because Kyson Knight be hyping this dude up. I was like, oh, okay. You know, Aiden Ross could be a black guy name. So he might be biracial, but he looked white in this picture. But
he's I don't know how I knew he was white, but I did know he was white.
He said, yo, chat, by the way, free my dog, Tory. Aiden Tory Lanez stream is going to be a Zoom call. He's going to be in jail, and I'm going to be at the warehouse Zoom call very, very soon. This dude, man, I feel like people love him more than that. He went to jail. Like, Tory's a martyr. It's like, yeah, man, he had to do a bid for us. I'm like, no, y'all be fine. Bad Boys 4 coming. You excited, man? Will Smith said he see you June 7th.
I guess we're supposed to be excited.
June 7th, baby.
You think you're going to slap somebody? You think they're going to play off that a little bit?
Will Chris Rock be in the movie?
Yeah,
right. That's how they do it.
Nah.
Come on, Chris Rock was in one of them Lethal Weapon movies. Maybe they could, that's how you do it.
That would be good. I would like it.
Would you rather see Will Smith and Chris Rock go against getting the octagon or ring or Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul? Which one would you more excited about if you got to watch
it? Chris Rock versus Will Smith. Yeah. Even though you know that would be over real quick because Chris Rock slams.
Yeah,
but you know, are you about to order it? Or you got Netflix?
Yeah. I have Netflix with the ad, so yeah,
I don't have
it.
Netflix.
I thought you were talking about it. You was like, man, got all the damn ads in Netflix now. I thought you had it too.
Oh, they do, yeah. I mean, I use other people's Netflix. Oh.
I don't figure
it out.
This Mike Tyson thing, I'm like, I don't know what boxing going to do. But
it's weird because Mike Tyson has been such an advocate of like real boxing. So I was like, why is he doing this?
I
look at it like this. If he goes in there and whoops Jake Paul up and be like, yo, this is what I told you. You're not a boxer. You might know a couple things, but you're not. Then that makes sense. But if it's a money grab, then I'm like, Mike Tyson, you've been telling me about being happy and letting go of fear. And he's just been such a conscious man. Like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. When things like this happens, I get confused about the universe. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. Because I just be like, what is he doing this for? Because if he's conquering him to make sure, like, people respect the art of boxing, then I understand. Like, if he goes in there and humiliates him.
Yeah.
Then I'm cool. I'm like, yes. But if he lets Jake Paul win and it's a decision.
Oh, yeah, goes to a decision. Like that, that's going to be crazy.
Like, come on, man.
It's a 30-year difference between the two. It's supposed to be at Cowboy Stadium. I don't see how they're selling that joke out. That stadium is huge. I'm like, all right.
These younger people love Jake Paul. People are going to bet that Jake Paul's going to whoop Tyson's ass.
You're right. You might be right. Yeah.
This is funny. This is something. All right, so I'll be on Twitch watching people play GTA, right? Mm-hmm. And these guys are like 19, 20, 25, 20. So they started singing Juicy. It was all a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know really most of the lyrics, right?
Okay.
It's like this. One of the characters in the RP, he's like, I know it. And he's like, yeah, your old ass would know it. You about, 40 or something like that? And I was like, damn. Biggie to them is like what Run DMC is to us.
A Marvin Gaye.
Or Akil.
Nigga said, you know David Ruffin?
They said, you know those lyrics? Like, it's like our old R&B. I said, dang, I didn't know. You don't realize how fast you become old.
Man, I was talking about this with, I don't know if I mentioned on Equal Opposites, but your name can get old really quickly. You know, you probably never had this because Jermaine isn't a common name. And then the way you spell it or whatever, right? But when we were young, names like Esther, Louise, Ethel, those were old people names to us. But now regular names, maybe like an Amy or something, it's old because nobody's naming their babies Amy's anymore. So they was like, so these kids are growing
Jonathan.
Up. No, this no. I go to school. This is Jonathan. I'm still here, man. I'm still here.
He's so young and vibrant.
Yeah, I told Sarah and Michelle. I was like, Sarah and Michelle, too, because it sounded like I told both of them. I said, ain't too many of y'all around. I know these little kids' names. Ain't too many of these. Y'all name might be old people names now. But it's only one of few. It's not a lot of us. It wasn't Jonathan's like when I was a kid. I can run into another Jonathan. But yeah, but the point I'm making is you didn't change, right? Nothing changed about you, but now you old. You're like, I'm still the same cool person. Now you old. But I think the difference, though, is when we were coming up, I don't know if, like, let's say me and you, all our friends are hanging out, eating pizza, Italian pizza, whatever, drinking wings, and somebody knew the lyrics to Otis Redding, Sitting at the Dock of Bay. I don't think we would call them old. We'd be like,
no, we wouldn't.
We'd be like, damn, you know it? How you
impressive.
Know it?
Yeah.
I was like, I've heard it. I know the whistle part, but I don't know how to whistle. So, yeah, but it's like, I guess you got to go further back. Like, if there's some old backyard blues from the Mississippi blues, then I'd be like, how do you even know it? But that doesn't work, right? Because Juicy is, people know the song. They knew the song. They just know the lyrics. You go that far to like some bluegrass, like, fam, I'd be like, wait, why do you know bluegrass music? So, yeah, I guess the first example worked better. But, yeah, we wouldn't have called them old, but we just would have been like, how you know it?
Yeah. It's funny, though, because, like, watching these little RPGs, you start to realize everything that you think is cool. Like, the music they play is all drill.
Yo, let me ask you this, because I don't know which one you watch. Right, I have no idea. I'm just assuming because of the ones I've seen. Even the ones I've watched a couple of ladies and they do the same thing. And I was like, I think, because I just set my YouTube up now so I can stream from YouTube so you don't have to watch commercials. I haven't started Miles Morales. But I think if I do become something, the reason why is because I won't be like, what? What the hell? What's going on?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, if y'all don't shut that shit up, why are y'all yelling?
Yeah, they do yell a lot.
I was like, you don't
they
have
yell
to
yell a lot. They talk to the chat while they're playing too. I'm like, yo, just don't talk to the chat. Because they're like, oh, fuck you. What you talking about? You don't like my outfit, bitch.
Oh, I thought it was, you know, because I've watched people talk to it. And it'd be, wait, should I go through this door? All right, yeah, okay, I'll go through this door. It wasn't like,
I don't mind that either. Yeah, that's cool. No, it'd be like, somebody in the chat be like, yo, that outfit look gay or something like that. Yo, suck my dick. Why you hating on my clothes, motherfucker? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. And they just start yelling. I'm like, man, these are the niggas that give you a stream like points and shit.
Yeah.
And they just start cussing that motherfucker out.
Yeah, that's
such a weird world we live in, man.
That's why I'm only able really to watch streamers around my age because most of them don't yell. It just be regular comps. I was like, what?
Yeah, I do like watching older streamers, especially like when because Ellie, she watches like older streamers. Like they'd be like grown ass men playing like these little kid games, but they're way more kinder. They'd be like, oh, let me figure this out. You could tell these are the niggas that used to play Mario and shit like that.
Yeah.
They talk in a different manner. They see things differently. They play different.
That's the key.
Dudes,
yeah, just want to like, what?
I know when that new Grand Theft Auto come out, I'm going to get it. And I'm going to play. I'm going to get in that little universe and play around.
Trey talking it up in existence. He said, I'm going to be in there.
Yeah, I am.
Be in that little Joker. Man,
there's one on for the phone too, but I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that. I looked at my little app store. Let me see. But yeah. It's interesting. I can't wait. I'll watch you play. You know, like, I like to watch people play.
Yeah.
Because it's fun and interesting.
That is it. How do we get on that tangent?
I just went there.
Maybe because of Aiden Ross? Maybe? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what we talking about last. But shit. Before we get out of here, what was your thoughts on Schoolboy Q? You done finished the album now.
I thought the album was amazing. I don't know if it's my favorite out of all of his.
Yeah.
But I definitely love his growth. Man.
It was crazy.
And he has a lot of hidden jewels on there. Like, I like, out of all the, like, new, like, all out of all the TDE, I like the way he's grown probably the most.
Mm-hmm. When I listened to it, we were talking earlier, a couple of days ago about it, I thought that I liked the production on this album because it was a mature sound. Not only in the way it was structured, but also in the samples, or I don't even know they are all samples, but it sounded older from the sound he was going for, and it reminded me of Reasonable Doubt because it was more jazz samples than soul samples. And the subject matter was on point. I had to look in here. I was like, thank God for me. Yearn, obviously. It's just crazy. I was go brr, boom, boom, brr, boom, boom, brr, boom, boom. Like, just that part was dope. Ohio, because Freddie Gibbs don't disappoint. His antics might not be the best. I want to hang out with Freddie Gibbs because I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. But
rap-wise.
Yeah, rap, he get to it. He get to them bars. Back in Love and Lost Times was good. That's the four that just stuck out to me that I liked. It's a long album. It kind of lulls in the middle, but when he picks it back up, you're happy you did, and it's really good. I hope it's gonna get nominated for a Grammy in the rap section at least.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about what else was happening because with Grammy, something else that happened with Grammy, because this year for music it might be crazy, really might be crazy. I thought I saw a new song from New Kids on the Block. I don't know if I said black like that. I didn't listen to Ariana Grande. I wanna, you know what? Just to bring it up, Ariana Grande. Cause she put out a new album, and this is gonna be
more pop. Like,
this is gonna be a reaction. You know how they do the reaction videos? I hate those videos too. I'm sorry, y'all. I do those videos where there's two videos that sit on the top. My top two, I don't like. My dad is hearing NBA YoungBoy for the first time. No, I don't care. Or it's like we're listening to Juicy for the first time. I was like, I don't care. But mostly it'd be like Cardi B did that. What's name? There'll be a reaction video. Now I shouldn't even dislike them, right? Because they do get a lot of views. I just think it's just so low hanging fruit to just like it just shows. It's the thumbnail is just them looking, and then you're like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So here we go. So she redid The Boy Is Mine. Let me hear what she did to this. I don't know how you do The Boy Is Mine without a duet.
Yeah.
Is this the real lyrics? Maybe this part. Let me look up the lyrics to this. To Brandy. So it just seemed like she just took the title, but everybody. Yeah. So there was before the album dropped, they were talking about how this is a girl anthem and stuff. And I'm like, that's cool, but I was like, how are you doing the song by yourself? That's all I thought of. But then it's not really a remix; she just takes the title. So I don't understand why. Let's see, Ariana Grande's song "The Boy Is Mine" is a bad girl anthem. So basically, like I'm saying. It made the hype before it made it seem like she was redoing it. And I was like, how do you redo the song by yourself? This is just the title. They got to stop doing that. I'll get to this Ariana Grande when I get a chance to.
Yeah, me too.
That Meek Mill Heaton wasn't that good. It was four songs. And I'm like, this felt like. Oh, speaking of which, here's the thing we can go out on.
Is he still fighting the internet?
Yo, that Andrew Schultz joke was good. You said that right.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah.
That oh, that Andrew Schultz good. Show was good. He's like that's
Andrew Schultz be on his shit when he get a pocket, he gets into it. Go ahead.
You know what I like about it though? Sometimes when Andrew and I, Flagrant is too wild for me. I used to listen to Flagrant too. I mean, I play the clip for y'all.
Maybe the worst in history at doing that. When someone accuses you of being gay, you don't get on Twitter and go, I love pussy so much, it's so juicy and wet, it's my favorite thing to put my dick in. I just put my dick in and it squeezes my dick and it's so juicy and it's so wet. He was like, I even had sex with a girl on her period. That's how you know I love women. He tweeted that and I was like, oh, he thinks that's disgusting. And you know who else thinks that's disgusting? The gays. Nah, but shout out Meek, bro.
Shout out Meek, man. He's done a lot of amazing things in prison reform, right? Getting all them gay dudes out so he can suck their dicks proudly.
Yeah. All right. So what I was going to say about Schultz is Schultz feels like, yo, I'm going to comedy the way I want to comedy because these are jokes. You shouldn't apologize for jokes. So sometimes Charlamagne holds him back. He's like, man, why can't we just joke?
Yeah,
like,
do, yeah.
And Charlamagne want to protect all his little connects. And I'm like, can we just fucking joke? Golly, can we just get to the jokes? That's what hurt the Diddy episode. Six months. It couldn't even joke. I'm like, golly. But yeah, the Meek Mill Usher had went to Bali to hang out with Russell Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the internet was upset. I thought it was a crazy look because I was like, why don't you just wait till after you get done with your tour? But it wasn't Usher who posted the pictures. It was Russell Simmons who posted the pictures. And I was like, Russell, you know what kind of person, not what kind of, you know how the world perceives you right now, especially the hip-hop world, especially women in that world. It seemed as if you were using Usher to be like, see, he still loves me. I was like, why? And now you put Usher in a predicament. Like, I want to just hang out with you, like, if somebody wanted to just go hang out with whoever that's in a bad situation, to just be like, yo, keep your head up. And then they were like, all right, look, let's take a picture so I can show people you still fuck. I'm like, fam, it's cool. Like, we don't got to do all that.
Now you think Russell Simmons tired of being belly. He wants to come back to the world, but
I feel like there's certain places he could live. Like, what is going on? The United States is really big. What are you going to get? Tomatoes thrown at him? Like, he Fozzie Bear? Like, he'll be fine.
We never can understand the mind of these. Like, they, okay, like, if, because we don't know if he did what he, well, we know what he was accused of. Was. Yes. Okay.
So we don't, well, he, if, all right, does it make you look more guilty or less guilty that you out there and not here?
It makes you look more, that's what I'm about to say.
Like, if you really be like, I do this shit.
You're guilty then, right? Because you out here and you're not coming back. So you basically saying that whatever people are saying about you is true. Because you out in the distance. You trying to stay away from people. And then when people come see you, you want to say, look at people. Is it okay for me to come back? It's like he's checking, can I come back outside? And it's like, no, because people aren't going to forget.
Here's the thing too, though. Shouldn't Russell Simmons, I didn't mean to cut you off, but shouldn't Russell Simmons be like, if OJ could be walking around here, can I? Like, if.
Because OJ doesn't care what people think about him, though. He's in some real, rare form. He doesn't care.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But you're right. Maybe he should adapt that. I'm not saying, because I mean, most people, me included, be like, killed the people. And you're up here walking around. Or you know, at least you know, or at worst, you know who killed somebody, who did it. And you just walking around like, man, fuck it, man. It's my life. What am I going to do? Like, he could have went to Bali after that first murder. He didn't even do it then. I mean, sorry, after the first acquittal of the trial.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it then. So you like, you could have done that. And then.
Because Diddy about to be on the island pretty soon. What?
Diddy did the, did you see, is it his Instagram? He used Kobe Bryant.
What?
You didn't see this?
Yeah, no, I didn't see it.
Let's see. I'll play it for. Oh, shoot. Hold up.
Is it that simple?
God is great. Don't get no simpler than that, bro.
Did you know that? I mean, I'm everybody knows that, but the way you
know
it
now, did you know
it before that incident took place?
You can know it all you want, but until you got to pick up that cross that you can't carry, and he picks it up for you and carries you and the cross, then you know.
So he's taking that Steve.
When Kobe and Steve went A. Smith, that rape right? charge, yeah.
So he put, and I'm like, why bring Kobe into this? Kobe went through what Kobe went through, and now he's no longer here. I'm like, yeah. Like, we're good. You could.
You are no Kobe.
Okay.
Like, he's not Kobe. Like,
did you see Paul Pierce and what's his name talking?
Who?
Paul Pierce and Draymond Green.
No, I didn't see that.
Wow. Oh, man. Paul Pierce and Draymond Green was having a conversation. And Draymond Green was like, I'm not telling nobody I'm retiring because I know they're going to treat me the way I was treating you. Remember, Paul Pierce was like, yeah, you think you Kobe? They don't love you like Kobe.
Yeah, he did.
So when you said what's his name ain't Kobe, yeah. And I think it's doubly bad because, you know, both men were accused of rape. And I was like, people.
But it was different with Kobe. I don't know how to say that.
But to me, if you look at the Kobe situation and you read the details, one or two things happened, right? He either knowingly raped that woman or two, misread that room horribly. Now, when you get past those things, when you move past those, he changed his life for the better. We never heard about this man ever being in trouble. He was a champion for women, blah, blah. So, Diddy, where are you at in here? And you're not even after the fact of what Kobe did after that trial.
Nothing else came out more.
That's what I'm saying. Right? He changed his life. More. He's like, I'm good on this.
Bro, but six women didn't come out and say, yo,
that's true. You're right. There wasn't a bunch. Yeah. It was just one incident. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That is it, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode at One and Only at Kicks and Coffee. And y'all didn't hear it, but like 2 minutes ago, Sarah just walked in here. So she's back now. At Manny Fontaine, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.